Hello, everybody, and welcome to a new episode of the Awaken Together podcast. I'm Kat, and today I am joined by a very special guest. Her name is Candace Raboyo. Candace is an intuition coach, a clairvoyant psychic, and master breathwork facilitator. And today she's going to be sharing with us a little bit more about family constellation work through ancestral alignment. So welcome to the show, Candace.
Thank you so much, Katarina, for having me. Truly, it's an honor, and I'm excited to share, you know, my methods and other things I'm cooking up for all of us to awaken together. I love your podcast name so much.
Thank you. Yeah, that's the goal. And really a big point of the podcast is offering our audience, our listeners, new tools, modalities, and just ways to tap in for their own greater healing for that ultimate pathway to awakening. So you offer so many amazing things, and family constellation work is something that I had heard about a couple times in the past like months. And then when you reached out sharing that this is one of the things that you help people with, I was like, okay, this is a sign. I've heard this now multiple times, and I think there's so much benefit to it. So you are joining us from the Philippines now, is that right?
That's right. I'm actually in Manila right now. I've been traveling here since January. We're in March now, like 2.5 months, actually. It's been an epic journey. I was in Canada before that. So it is just a lot of powerful transformations always happen for me through travel.
Yeah. Oh, I'm getting ready for a trip abroad, just to Europe later in the fall. And I'm so excited. And I think it's just so special how we can connect like halfway across the world and chat and do this. I love it. Denver today, and it is thunderstorming. It's a Sunday, and it's just like my ideal weather for a Sunday. So feeling really grounded in this moment.
Oh, that sounds amazing. I haven't felt cold weather since I was in Canada, and actually there's something about it. Funny enough, I just had my first warm shower a couple weeks when I got back to like the city.
Oh, wow.
For like over almost like 2 months. So just to feel warm water was like, oh my God, luxury.
Oh, I bet, right? The things we take for granted sometimes.
Totally. I was in the jungle for a while, but all for beautiful reasons. I can't say I regret it at all. It was also very beautiful.
Oh, lovely. So glad to hear that. Well, jumping right in, can you share with our audience, what do you help people with?
Oh, I help people with so many things, but I would say the main thing that I do is I help women in particular who are light workers, who are star seeds. I help equip them with the tools that they need to help serve on a more refined, thorough process. And I have, you know, tried, studied numerous methods. And ancestral alignments is definitely the pinnacle of my work as it stands right now, as well as inner dance, you know, and if we get the chance, we can talk about that too. But ancestral alignments is really my method of all methods, and it's modern family constellation work. It's an adaptation of family constellation work in which we can actually get to the roots of certain family issues, certain issues within your life quicker, faster, and with less people involved, but still have it be incredibly thorough, incredibly impactful. And I teach you how to really surrender to the field, to the things that are showing up in an ancestral alignment session. And it's quite profound. It's spontaneous work, quote unquote, but the field, as I like to call it, always brings to the surface that which is lying unconscious that you didn't even know you were carrying, you didn't even know was impacting you on a certain level within your business, your love life, your self-image. All these things like seriously matter in your manifestation and in your service to other people, right? Because that's why you have a podcast. That's why I'm doing the work. We're really all in service to each other. So it's really about providing the tools for people to awaken. That's ultimately what I share, what I believe in. I feel like I'm a forever student in life. And because of that, I think it opens up a huge doorway for me to be a continual teacher. So I teach so much because I learn so much.
I love that. I really resonate with that. And I think I also really respect that, just being in the seat of the forever student, because the universe is the true teacher and master, right?
Oh, yes.
so much to learn at all times. So cool. And so can you tell us more about family constellation work and your method of ancestral alignment? If you were to break this down, like, how does it work? What does a session look like with you?
Yes. So ancestral alignments is a method in which we first help you tap into a goal. So if I'm working with someone one-on-one or say in the coursework, right? In the coursework, we actually already have predetermined things weekly, which is powerful. But I always tell all my students, we have these pre-selected themes that we're working on within our family systems. However, whatever you're going through at that time is going to be top priority, because whatever the field's showing you at this time, whatever you're bumping up against in your life right now is the most important thing to address. There's always a huge doorway with that. Mm-hmm. So basically, because of that, we like to work with where you are now. So establishing where you are, what goal you're trying to bring in, manifest, and we basically claim it in the here and now. So step one in an ancestral alignments process is coming up with a goal and embodying that goal in an I am now statement. I am now fill in the blank. And people, you know, all the students and clients I work with, they bring all kinds of goals. I am now making multiple five figures a month with ease in a happy, healthy relationship, right? It could be, I am now the healing of patriarchal abuse in my family system and stepping into the embodiment of my life purpose. I am now healing my heart from, you know, XYZ relationship. I am now the healed heart that I'm seeking to embody. Whatever your goal is, essentially. And then we pick a rep for the work. That could be the client themselves or a different rep altogether. I'm lucky enough to have a beautiful community who I've trained, so I can literally just hop in a group chat and ask anyone to rep for me in any one of my client sessions, which I love. And so from there, we basically have the client send energetically the goal of, as if it's already completed, to the person repping them in their family system. And the rep, typically, unless the client's repping for themselves, is blind to the goal. They don't even know. So once that transference of energy happens, as the client is sending their goal to the rep who's repping themselves, there's this whole energy process that starts to happen. And through somatic inquiry and really a lot of intuitive framing and work, we are allowed to get a really deep dive peek into what's happening within the body and really see if how things are pulling to the right, to the left, see which lineage is pointing to needing the most work at that time. So typically in a session, there's going to be, oh, I really feel this pulling down on my right, or wow, I really feel like turning to my left. In ancestral alignment work, the right and behind the shoulder represents the father and father's lineage. The left and behind represents the mother and mother's lineage. So once we have that person start to face either one of those sides because they feel drawn to it, these whole stories start to emerge through the body. It's really so much about letting the rep, letting the field show what's happening through the body. So the rep is basically like the barometer of the entire session. And in that process, we start to see these stories emerge. Like, I'm feeling really stuck, trapped. I'm feeling X, Y, and Z. I'm feeling suppressed, or I'm feeling angry, right? All these suppressed emotions start to come to the surface, and we start to see the specifics of why. And in that process, we get to say what's never been said. We get to hear what's never been heard. We get to tell the story that's been untold in a repeating pattern within the family system for a long time. And it's a powerful process. These are huge doorways into healing, into stepping into a new version of yourself, really. It's a powerful way to shift identity. It's a powerful way to put the baggage down. And it's a powerful way to learn that you have baggage in the first place, too.
Wow. Yeah. Oh my gosh. I bet. That sounds incredible. I love that you start with what's present. I always find so much value in that, rather than like grasping for something. It's like, okay, what's happening yes. here right now? Exactly. And how you kind of help them form an affirmation, like I am, that phrase of like, just calling in what you want, what you need in that moment. I also love that it's very deeply based in somatics, right?
Yes.
Your body holds so many answers.
Oh, yes, it does. It holds all the answers, really. The body knows way more than the mind. The body already has all the answers. The body already knows. It's just waiting for you to unlock yourself. And that's what I love about ancestral alignments is we're working on the genetic mapping. We're working literally on your DNA. We're literally working at the genetic level of what you came into this world with, because there's nothing that's imperfect, truly. I mean, I know our family systems can be what they are, chaotic, hectic, if you're like me, completely nuts. So this is why I was pulled into the work, because the family system I come from is one of extreme trauma, like extreme trauma. And so to start to tell these stories are the stories that are vibrating within our genetic code. They call junk DNA, junk DNA, because I believe there's suppression of human experience on all levels to try to get you to believe that somehow there's part of your genetic code that you don't need, or that it's garbage. That's the most ridiculous thing ever. Those are untold stories waiting to be tapped in, so you can literally embody more of who you are. You can literally decode more of your genetic code, and it happens through this unlocking of going through the past and then moving forward, right? Because there's been so much suppression for hundreds of thousands of years now that now we're at a point where we can't really hide from ourselves. That's the whole point of the awakening we're in right now. We can't hide from ourselves. The more we try to hide from ourselves, the worse and worse we get. This whole system is asking us to really evolve on a deep spiritual level. And this is my absolute favorite way to do it.
Preach, sister. I love that. And, you know, I had never heard that phrase, junk DNA, before. And I think that's kind of, like you said, kind of ludicrous. Like, everything has a purpose. Everything has intention. I so deeply believe that, like you said. And just we haven't reincarnated all of these times just to say now that, like, oh, well, part of this just doesn't matter.
Exactly. You know, and I come from kind of like a sciencey background. I've always been like very studious growing up, and I have an earth science degree. And before I chose earth science, I was in biology for my bachelor's. And this is a lot of where, I mean, I learned it in high school too, but they literally teach that there are parts of your DNA that are junk, that are just there lying dormant, and nobody, I mean, it's just scientifically, quote unquote, explained away, like no big deal. There's just this whole code sitting there just waiting. But that's just junk. Don't worry about that.
Oh my gosh. I can't even imagine like being told that in school in that kind of a setting, just receiving that, like, what?
That's a huge foundation of a lot of scientific studies. So if you think about it, you know, how society operates, which is through lots of doctors, lots of pharmaceutical work, these sorts of things, right? We can be very science-based, mm-hmm. Which is powerful in and of itself. I'm not negating science, but I'm saying, like, there are certain things within science, when you start to study more on a spiritual level as well, you start to realize, wait a minute, this is not, this is not it at all. I've been lied to.
Yeah. It kind of makes me think about how much of the human brain has still been left to be explored. Like, there's so much we don't know. And so it kind of feels like the same thing. Like, just because we don't know what this quote unquote junk DNA has in store for us doesn't mean it doesn't have a place.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And when we learn that place, and that's literally what I tell people, we're literally placing you in your rightful place in your lineage so you can get back to who you really are. Mm-hmm. Because so many of us go through so many traumas. You know, we go through sometimes being immature, stuck in immature patterns. So we stay, you know, we don't initiate ourselves into adulthood fully. And this happens to men and women. And then also, you know, there's lots of instances where the child has to become the parent, right? Again, this is where the warping of the family system starts to happen and everyone gets out of place. The entire system is really kind of twisted and distorted. And so it's all about bringing healing back to the distortions and clearing them.
Powerful. So beautiful. And as you were talking a little bit before, you briefly mentioned just how you kind of landed in this line of work was coming from a deeply traumatic childhood. And I'm really sorry to hear that. And I'm wondering if you'd be comfortable sharing a little bit more about, like, what led you here, why you're so passionate about this work now.
Oh, that's such a powerful question. So growing up, I was traumatized on every single level that you can imagine, you know, from stepfather, sexual abuse, emotional abuse to mother who was an alcoholic, physical, emotional abuse, narcissism. That was my entire childhood was complete chaos. And later in life, I found out I had a biological father who knew about me the entire time and was raising a whole other family. Like, I am a love child right between his other kids. So you want to talk about somebody who's like literally had every single parent or parent figure I could have had betray them, turn on them, abuse you on a regular basis. I mean, I'm literally the poster child for it. So it was because of this and such extreme pain that I just knew intuitively. And I was told this, you know, by my guides and spirit. Even I knew my mission from the time I was 3-4 years old. Like, I can remember downloading it, and I could remember feeling it in my body. But, you know, you think as you grow up, you think you're crazy and you're taught out of a lot of things. But I knew exactly as I was living through it, I was being guided that these were going to be all the things I needed to heal from. So it took a while. It took a while to move through a lot of my deeper big wounds and pains. And it's a forever process. There's still tons to be undone. But I will say, I think I've worked on a lot of my patterns in a lot deeper way than most get the chance to, or most allow them to. So because of the extreme pain that I experienced, it's why I held to so many different methods and studied, because if I didn't, I wasn't going to survive. I literally would not be here without the healing work that I've done. And so it's because of that process that I knew I had to like turn back around and help and teach as many as I could the same processes. Because even if, and many have trauma as extreme or worse, right, than mine, and then some lesser. And there's no judgment on what the level and extent is. But in my journey, it almost had to be so intense and so rough that I would have, like, my spirit would have no choice but to learn, because I knew there was not going to be a method that I could just go to the doctor and ask for, or medication that was going to take all the pain away. I knew that was never going to be my path, and I needed to figure out how to deal with it from the root. And I did. I've gotten myself through so many instances where I never thought I would make it through. And I really attested to ancestral alignments and some of the other methods I do as well. But really, it's this level of work that when you start from here, so much opens up in the future for you to really embark and embrace yourself in new ways and meet yourself in new ways, you know, because some of us are so traumatized. And again, the extent varies person to person. Some people don't think they're traumatized at all, when really they could be some of the most traumatized, just don't know.
Oh yeah. So, we all know some of those people.
Yes, we do. Right. And so, it's scary for some people, you know, it's scary for some people to embark on that process, on that journey, because once you open, it's like, you're going to go through multiple dark nights of the soul. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. But the satisfaction, I've built a six-figure business doing the work that I love and doing and teaching the very methods that helped me dig myself, you know, out of the hole that I was in. So that's really ultimately where all of the passion comes from. It's all the trauma from my childhood.
Yeah, and being able to heal that, it's very empowering, and sets a beautiful example of what's possible. Do you have any examples of like particular shifts that you've witnessed within yourself from doing this work with family constellation and ancestral alignment work?
Oh, yes. I will say there's so much, you know, of the work I've done on myself and others. A big one is having claimed myself as my biological father's daughter, right? Because I was never claimed as his daughter, because he never raised me, because he was off raising another family and completely negated my existence. Mm-hmm. Part of how I actually needed to manifest my own business, my own success as a woman, was that I had to literally look to that lineage and say, I'm your daughter. Like, I'm here. I exist. I'm alive. And not having been claimed in a family system, right? This goes for those of us who are abandoned by certain family systems, our mother, our father, sometimes both, leaves huge, huge wounds. And it really affects one's ability to manifest in the world, in particular through the father, because the father has a lot to do with money manifestation and the forward movement, like the forward momentum and action. So when there's a disconnection there in the father's lineage, it creates really this hole in this pocket of your own manifestations here on planet Earth. So I really had to do a lot of work of reclaiming myself in that lineage and releasing a whole lot of anger. So, you know, as I would work on specific goals, and I didn't know this initially, right? It's not that I knew that consciously going into a session that, oh, I need to reclaim myself in my father's lineage. No, these things just come up. The stories just happen, right? My goal is I need to make some damn money. My goal is I need to learn how to build my six-figure business. While everyone was over here like, heal your divine feminine energy, be in your soft energy, I was like, I need to take action. Like, yeah. I need to like align with my masculine energy. Why can't I do this? And it had all to do with, you know, my father wounding and not never having been claimed, loved, protected, really told how valuable and loved I was, you know, never having been claimed in my father's lineage was a huge one for me. So I hope that answers your question.
Definitely does. Thank you so much for sharing that and getting vulnerable with us. And I haven't heard it put that way before about how for folks who might have like a scarcity mentality, how that might be very well linked to a need to heal the father wound.
Oh,
that
yes.
just kind of like blew my mind a little bit there.
Your body has no other way to tell you something needs to be looked at other than through your mental, emotional, and body sensations. It has no way to say, hey, I need to deliver this father wound to you. Can you please look at this? It's going to continue to have you get into toxic relationships. It's going to continue to have you feel really broke. It's going to continue to have you in, like you mentioned, scarcity mindset. And that's just not just with money. That's with everything, right? Abundance, relationships. This is where we can feel really victimized and feel like life is working against us instead of for us. And I see this deeply connected to father stuff often.
Oh my gosh, makes so much sense. Yeah, the victimhood. Oh, well, this is all so empowering. Do you have any other like client success stories that you'd be willing to share?
Oh yes, I have tons. Okay, let me see. Cause I'm like sifting, right? It's like making my brain sift through all the amazing sessions that I've had the privilege of going through over the years. Let's see, since I talked about father, let's do a mother one. Okay. I did a recent one where a client was super ready to just open her heart and, step into even deeper divine motherhood, right? Like being the best mother she could possibly be while also building her business, right? And a lot of women, they feel like they can struggle with balancing these two, right? It's like, how do I maintain and build a business and still really feel proud of the mother that I'm becoming and the mother that I am? I want to still make sure all my child's needs are met, but I also know I have this mission. So we looked at that. She embodied that goal as I am now heart-centered, open, healthy mother while building the business of my dreams, right? Her goal was something along those lines. I don't know if I got it exactly, but something along those lines. And what ended up coming up is her mother lineage, right? We definitely felt pulled to the left almost immediately. Her mother lineage was afraid and was afraid of everything. And this was the feminine wounding, right? The feminine wounding, especially from immigrant families. She's an immigrant here. She's first generation here in the States. So the women, a lot of times in immigrant family systems, they feel incredibly disempowered. They feel incredibly lonely, and they can feel incredibly stifled emotionally. And so what was coming through was this whole pattern of the feminine feeling like every single thing, even the smallest of things, was like this huge hurdle she couldn't do by herself, this helplessness. A lot of women carry the wounds of helplessness. I can't do it. It's too much. It's going to be too much for me. And I see this in a lot of women. We feel like we're not competent. And this deep mother wound also, because of that feeling of deep inadequacy and that everything is just too much for, you know, the feminine to handle, it creates this actual like emotional manipulation that will start to happen with women because it's sort of like the defense mechanism. Well, if I can't do it myself, then I'm going to manipulate the world around me to do it for me, if that makes sense. Yeah. So this whole theme and pattern of, you know, manipulation and the art of manipulation of the feminine, this is the feminine shadow, right? When we start getting into the shadow frequencies, we start to see, oh, and we go a little bit deeper. It's really because of like deep pain and the things that I had mentioned, feeling powerless as a woman in this world. The world's incredibly unsafe, feeling very unsafe here in our bodies as women. That's ultimately what it distills down to. And so reclaiming safety back into the lineage, reclaiming her competency, and this like this rageful aggression that kind of bursts through the feeling of inadequacy and feeling like, you know, we need to always look to men to do things for us, or we couldn't possibly figure it out on our own, right? That's a lot of the feminine wounding. And so kind of pulling out the claws of that from her back, literally energetically, and reclaiming her power, her deep, deep intelligence, her knowingness, her intellect, her spirituality, her intuition. It's like reclaiming all of these things and knowing that she actually is one of the most powerful beings on the planet, and especially because she is birthing and leading her children into the new earth too. So there's this whole pattern and theme of clearing the client from emotional manipulation from her family system. She completely was like shocked and like, oh my God, this makes so much sense. You know, it's like her mom afraid of any and everything, really disempowered, won't do anything because she feels like she can't do it on her own. And because of that, again, becomes very emotionally needy, manipulative to get other people's attention and love because it feels like it has to be forced for her because it's never just given and she can't love herself. So I hope this kind of helps you see, you know, from different scopes. And these are just a couple of examples. I mean, I'm writing a book on this, so there will be tons more.
That's incredible. Oh, yeah. And even as we were speaking about that, I started feeling like pressure on my left shoulder in the back. Yeah. I was like, oh my goodness, I can like feel it in my own body as you're speaking it.
That's exactly what will happen. This is why I love doing the coursework together, because I tell everyone an alignment for one of us is an alignment for all of us. The women that I work with, when we're learning this method together in a group container, when we step away from just a day's work, we are always profoundly shocked and wowed at how different we all feel after each session, whether they're specifically ours or not, because it clears from all of us. And your body will, like, you'll have visceral experiences too in the course, just like you are now, even deeper, because your body's simultaneously clearing the same thing. So one woman doing the work, one person doing the work, actually gives us all permission to do the same thing for our own lineage at the same time. So while it might seem like, okay, well, I'm getting my own alignment today and I'm learning this method for me, you're actually learning it for all the other people who will come after you, your descendants, your ascendants, right, your ancestors, and also all those you're set to serve. So you're doing it for the collective as well.
We all rise together. I love that.
Oh yes.
Oh, that's incredible. Thank you so much for that. And so you mentioned, we were talking a little bit before about inner dance, which is something you're kind of moving more into in this next chapter of your life. Could you share with us a little bit more about what inner dance encompasses? It sounded
awesome. Yes. I realized I had to start teaching inner dance more, and utilizing this more in my courses, because it's been a huge part of my personal practice. Like in my personal practice, I actually utilize a lot of frequency and music and to help integrate all the other things and methods that I'm doing. But I realize it goes beyond integration and that you can actually reprogram almost every layer of your subconscious, unconscious, conscious mind by putting together these very powerful playlists that play on frequency, you know, that involve alpha, theta, gamma. When you start really learning the REM cycle and how to replicate that through music, you know, basically like our entire sleep cycles, and you start to mirror the circadian rhythm with music, and you do this practice on a regular basis, it shifts you at a quantum level and it helps you rewire, reprogram your brain. I started to use this in some of my course days as integration days. And then I just started to realize I just need to do this method more regularly as much as I can with people. So I started my membership, Safe Circle, where I do it once a month. I also do ancestral alignments once a month. I also do breath work, and then I have a guest speaker. So we meet once a week. But ancestral alignments is something that I'm going to be doing more on an even corporate level too, right? Providing this tool for teams, for management, because we go through things within our work environments that stress us out so much and cap our consciousness, as I like to say. And simple things like lying down and giving yourself permission to let go and let frequency carry you through whatever lessons you're moving through at that time, or also moving into bigger galactic, as I like to call them, kind of patterns that we need to welcome in. So I do a lot of self-development work and personal growth work, a lot of lineage work, and that's so powerful and it is so important, so needed. Everyone needs that. That's how I feel. And also, there's a certain level of to allow the work to integrate even more fully. You almost have to detach and realize, yes, you're a person with all these patterns that need healing and clearing, and you're also living on a planet on a global consciousness scale. So when you zoom out and you allow your frequency to pick up and attune from there as well, this is where huge, huge shifts start to happen. And for good, I mean, this is where you'll start to question everything, including your existence on a regular basis. But
been there many times.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But the payoff is just, it's so good. It's so, so good. The things you start to realize and what you realize you're actually carrying around on this planet Earth, meaning you, your body, your consciousness, your light, you begin to see, oh, wow. Like I don't have room to sit around and waste my life. Like, you just don't. And that's not to say we have to do, but there's a certain level of consciousness we all came to embody. That's ultimately what I think I'm preaching here with the inner dance. It's like learning to use frequency and specifically curated playlists to really help you shift into the form and level of consciousness your being really wants to be at.
Mm. Oh my gosh, sounds awesome and really resonant. And music has been so healing for me in my journey. And I just think that whenever I start thinking about like the greater collective and how much pain people are in on such a large scale, it's just like there's something in me that just wants to like shake the whole planet and be like, oh, I just want to send out all of this love to so many people who want and need it. And there comes a time, like you're saying, to feel ready and empowered to go after it yourself. And all of these tools that you offer, that you share about, can be that for people. So it's just a matter of like feeling that alignment, feeling what works. So I'm wondering, can you share your best tips and resources for folks who are feeling really resonant with what you've shared and are interested in healing their ancestral lineage?
Yeah, one of the best things you could do is to reach out to me on Instagram and let me know if you're interested in joining, you know, a course. I have one, I don't know when this episode's going to be posted, but I have one starting literally Wednesday. But I typically do them every 3 to 4-ish months, like I will launch a new round. So if you're interested, please reach out to me, because we can really see what the field is inviting you into. If this is something you want to learn and practice on yourself and do for others, beautiful. You can work with me. If there's an aspect of you that just wants all the healing and wants sessions, wants a package, you can reach out to me too. I might be able to take you if my schedule is too kind of booked with clients at that time. I have amazing facilitators who I've trained myself, who are very much involved in my community and the things that I'm doing that I can connect you with. And also, I have a membership. I have the Safe Circle, where I help people decord, detach from old, previous, you know, toxic relationships. But also, it's really about the expansion of energy and consciousness in the direction we're all moving in, which is growth. We're all here to grow. We're all here to shift and embody new things. And this is where I bring all of my methods into my membership. We meet once a week. We do different things. Again, breath work, inner dance, psychic somatics, ancestral alignments. I have guest speakers. It is so full and thorough. So we'll leave you with a link to join that too, and take the relationship toxicity quiz and go through the funnel and join the membership. It's such a fun, amazing, safe group. And it is one of my biggest joys in life right now is this membership. So there's that. And then, of course, like I said, the Ancestral Alignments course, I run it in different rounds, you know, so I have beginner, intermediate, and advanced, and I do each different rounds depending on the time of year it is. So reach out, and I have payment plans available. You know, my Ancestral Alignments course is geared towards helping you really embody the things that you need to become the healer that you know you're destined to be. That's another thing. There's a lot of suppressed healers out there. There's a lot of people who are meant to be serving people on a deep spiritual kind of level, and they're afraid to embody that. They're afraid, you know, they think, who am I? And I provide this method to show people who you are. You'll know who you are after this course.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much for your time today, Candace. You shared so much of your knowledge and wisdom, and I can't wait to hear what our listeners have to say. So thank you. Can't wait to follow your journey and see all your pictures in Bali in the coming weeks.
Yes, exactly. And people can find me on my website, CandaceDeBoyo.com, as well. So there's multiple ways to reach me. Instagram is probably the best way. But reach out to me, and I would love to hear your guys' feedback. And if you're interested in anything that I've spoken about, and you'll be able to get involved in the community and really learn how to reshape, reform, help people align to who and what they truly are.
Fantastic. And I'll be sure to tag your Instagram when we post this on the Awaken Together podcast Instagram as well. So thank you. Have a wonderful night. Please remember to like, follow, share this podcast, everybody. It helps us so much. We appreciate you, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you, everyone.